Wealth file number 8. Rich people are willing to promote themselves and their value. Poor people think negatively about selling and promotion. My company, Peak Potentials Training, offers over a dozen different programs. During the initial seminar, usually the Millionaire Mind Intensive, we briefly mention a few of our other courses, then offer the participants special at-seminar tuition rates and bonuses. It's interesting to note the reactions. Most people are thrilled. They appreciate getting to hear what the other courses are about and to receive the special pricing. Some people, however, are not so thrilled. They resent any promotion regardless of how it might benefit them. If this sounds in any way like you, it's an important characteristic to notice about yourself. Resenting promotion is one of the greatest obstacles to success. People who have issues with selling and promotion are usually broke. It's obvious. How can you create a large income in your own business or as a representative of one if you aren't willing to let people know that you, your product, or your service exists? Even as an employee, if you aren't willing to promote your virtues, someone who is willing will quickly bypass you on the corporate ladder. People have a problem with promotion or sales for several reasons. Chances are you might recognize one or more of the following. First, you may have had a bad experience in the past with people promoting to you inappropriately. Maybe you perceived they were doing the hard sell on you. Maybe they were bothering you at an inopportune time. Maybe they wouldn't take no for an answer. In any case, it's important to recognize that this experience is in the past and that holding on to it may not be serving you today. Second, you may have had a disempowering experience when you tried to sell something to someone and that person totally rejected you. In this instance, your distaste for promotion is merely a projection of your own fear of failure and rejection. Third, your issue might come from past parental programming. Many of us were told that it's impolite to toot your own horn. Well, that's great if you make a living as Miss Manners, but in the real world, when it comes to business and money, if you don't toot your horn, I guarantee nobody else will. You're probably familiar with this saying, build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. Well, that's only true if you add 5 words, and those are, if they know about it. Rich people are almost always excellent promoters. They can and are willing to promote their products, their services, and their ideas with passion and enthusiasm. What's more, they're skilled at packaging their value in a way that's extremely attractive. If you think there's something wrong with that, then let's ban makeup for women. And while we're at it, we might as well get rid of suits for men. All that is nothing more than packaging. The critical point here isn't whether you like to promote or not, it is why you're promoting. It boils down to your beliefs. Do you really believe in your value? Do you really believe in the product or service you're offering? Do you really believe that what you have will be of benefit to whomever you're promoting it to? If you believe in your value, how could it possibly be appropriate to hide it from people who need it? Suppose you had a cure for arthritis, and you met someone who was suffering and in pain with the disease. Would you hide it from him or her? Would you wait for that person to read your mind or guess that you have a product that could help? What would you think of someone who didn't offer suffering people their opportunity because they were too shy, too afraid, or too cool to promote? More often than not, people who have a problem with promotion don't fully believe in their product or don't fully believe in themselves. Consequently, it is difficult for them to imagine that other people believe so strongly in their value that they want to share it with everyone who comes their way and in any way they can. If you believe that what you have to offer can truly assist people, it is your duty to let as many people as possible know about it. In this way, you not only help people, you get rich. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, I promote my value to others with passion and enthusiasm. Go ahead and touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Rate the product or service you are currently offering or you are planning to offer from 1 to 10 in terms of how much you believe in its value, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. If your rating result is 7 to 9, revise your product or service to increase the value. If your result is 6 or below, stop offering that product or service and start representing something you truly believe in. 2. Read books, listen to audios and CDs, and take courses on marketing and sales. Become an expert in both of those arenas to a point where you can promote your value successfully and with 100% integrity.